Welcome to I Adjust Together, in association with the Evangelical Church Alliance International. I'm your host, Elman Krupnik. Thank you for joining me today for this message.
Our scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, beginning with verse 3. Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and his neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me. I have found my lost sheep." Amen. You know, I'm always giving examples of my family because something that I do and spend a lot of time with is with my family. And a week ago, we got together as a family and we spent some time together and we were actually having a meal together, all of us. There was 20 of us. And at that present time, most of it was just the grandchildren and we were around the table. And I was speaking with the grandchildren and I told them that I had heard this joke from this comedian that basically made this statement, that if you have to wonder if you are the favorite child in your family, you are not. And of course, interesting reaction from my grandchildren. In fact, one of my granddaughters actually gave this little giggle when I said it. So if you have to wonder within your own family, if you are the favorite child, you are not. And so I went up to her later during the day and I actually asked her, "Were you giggling because you know you are the favorite child in your family?" And she said, "Yes." So the question I have for you and for me, if you are wondering if you are the lost sheep in this parable, if you're like me, you should be wondering, because in this case, you probably are the lost sheep in this parable if you're wondering about it. You probably are the lost sheep in this parable if you are wondering about it. And I really enjoy preaching on this particular parable because it reminds me of where I have been at times in my life, when I would say to you that I have been a lost sheep, and that Jesus, through the power of his Spirit in my life, made the effort to come and find me when I have wandered away. But here specifically, it is giving us the example of those that need to find salvation in Christ, and the fact that Jesus makes every effort for everyone to come to know the saving gospel through his son, Jesus Christ, that he wants each and every one of us to have. In fact, Jesus makes 7 statements of the great I am in terms of who he is, representing the fact that within the gospel, he is there for us to achieve the salvation. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the gate." And here specifically, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd." So without a doubt, Jesus is representing himself as the shepherd in this parable, the good shepherd that seeks those that are lost, wanting each and every one of us to be found by him, wanting each and every one of us to be carried. And I don't know if you've ever seen the picture or the statues of Jesus, the great shepherd, the good shepherd, carrying the lamb around his neck. If any of you have ever saw that. In fact, one time a few years ago, I was happened to be in Prague, and there in a specific church is a humongous statue of Jesus carrying the shepherd around his neck, reminding us in terms of who we are as a follower of Jesus Christ, that Jesus carries each and every one of us because we were once lost, but now we are found. But I think the main point here for us is for us to understand that it is with joy that Jesus rejoices and that all of the angels in heaven rejoice when one lost sheep is found. When one lost person comes to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. When one person comes to understand the truth that they have been separated from the love of God. And the Holy Spirit beckons and calls them, and they respond to that calling. They see and they understand the grace that God has for them. And they make that decision to want to be one with Christ, to have the Holy Spirit within their own lives. But for those of us that at times have been lost, and we understand what that lostness means, that separation from God. But God reminds us again and again that every time we come before him, just as we are, there is a joyful response in the relationship that we have with Christ because God loves us just the way we are this morning. For you see, that lostness that you and I once had that was possibly leading to destruction no longer applies to us. A lostness at one time that perhaps was leading to disintegration within our own lives no longer applies to us. The lostness at times that perhaps we felt a sense of disorientation within our own lives in terms of looking for direction and purpose is no longer there for us. The lostness in terms of who we are as a follower of Jesus Christ no longer applies to us. But there are many people that we know, friends and family members, coworkers, that are unaware of their lostness. They themselves are not aware of the fact that they are one of the lost sheep that Jesus is looking for. And many times, like sheep that get lost, they are unable to act. They are unable to respond to the circumstances in which they find themselves into for a variety of reasons. But Jesus is there to provide for them that action of the salvation that he wants them to have, the action that he wants them to be one with him. And so in that sense, we have that responsibility as making other people aware that they perhaps need to have Christ in their lives if they don't already have received Christ. And that really is a challenge to us, as we do our best to listen and to respond to the hearing that God has for us. Because if you and I are followers of Jesus Christ, if we truly believe in discipleship, one of the students that's following the great teacher, it requires us to hear the Word of God, to hear the Word of God and to apply the Word of God within our own lives. And there might be those around us that may disapprove of our lifestyle in terms of who we are as being a follower of Jesus Christ. But that's okay, because we know that that disapproval is not about us. That disapproval is about who we are following, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But within our own lives, there should be no misunderstanding of our mission as being a follower of Jesus Christ. We are to seek those individuals that are lost. I know it is easier for us to maintain the 99 and to want to be part of the 99 because it is more comfortable for us being in the 99. But it is in that comfortability that I think we miss out on the fact of what God truly wants us to be as his follower. And I think in that sense, we misunderstand our mission. Because it is far more comfortable for me to be with followers of Jesus Christ when we are all in agreement in terms of all the things that Christ represents into our own lives. And we should take the time to do that. We should take the time to come and worship, to be with other followers, to express that same love, to express that same appreciation, to express that same adoration that God wants us to have when we come in worship. But our mission is to reach out for that 99. That mission there for us is to not misunderstand who we are as a follower of Jesus Christ. And perhaps maybe you've never seen anyone respond specifically to you sharing the gospel. But there's so many different ways that we do that. There's so many different ways that we represent the gospel of Jesus Christ by the actions and how we conduct ourselves in our daily lives. And that really is part of our mission. Because we really are trying to be that light for that lost sheep, to give them the guidance that they need to have so they too can come to know Christ just as we have come to know Christ. Because there's no reason for anyone to have that lostness within their own lives. There's no reason for them to have in their lives that loss in the sense of not having that purpose that they need to have, not having that purpose that gives them the whole understanding of why they are here as a follower of Jesus Christ. So do you sense that joy as being a follower of Jesus Christ? You know that within that joy, we rejoice looking out and reaching out for that lost one, that joy that is provided for us, that joy that gives us that oneness and that sense of belonging that each and every one of us are looking for. Jesus Christ seeks those that are lost. He seeks those that have wandered away from him. But yet in that seekness, there is a celebration that we rejoice and we understand the value of who we are as a follower of Jesus Christ. And I rejoice in that because each and every one of us has the same value in Christ. Each and every one of us is God's favorite in his family. Each and every one of us is his favorite child. And so we should giggle about that. We should laugh about that, just as my granddaughter was laughing about the fact that she knew that she was the favorite. You and I are the favorite in God's family, in his eyes, and he gives us that joy and that appreciation of who we are. So let that be our hope and prayer, that we rejoice, that we understand that each and every one of us in God's eyes, is his favorite. Amen.
Thank you for joining IHS Together today with Elman Krupny. If you have been blessed by this program, please consider making a donation to the Evangelical Church Alliance International at P.O. Box 9, Bradley, Illinois, 60915, or online at ecainternational.org. The ECA is an international evangelical organization that oversees and encourages ministers who are leading their own ministries in America and around the world. Again, that's the Evangelical Church Alliance International, P.O. Box 9, Bradley, Illinois, 60915, or online at ecainternational.org. Tune in next time for more words of encouragement on this station.